Well, the Chinese government's increasingly bold challenges on the global stage are complicating Australia's efforts to chart a path out of the coronavirus crisis. Beijing has been putting a drip of trade obstacles in the way of some Australian goods, as it also trades increasingly strident barbs with Washington against the backdrop of the global agreement for an investigation into the pandemic's origins. Now there's new tension here within Australia over the Victorian government's earlier signing up to China's giant global infrastructure scheme, the Belt and Road Initiative. The wisdom of that engagement is being questioned as Beijing also ramps up pressure against Hong Kong with a planned new security law for the territory. Gavin Coote takes a look for us.
There are protests on Hong Kong's streets once again as China looks to effectively bring the city's one country, two system status to an early end. Beijing wants to bring in sweeping new laws, which would allow it to put national security agents in Hong Kong. It's earned swift condemnation from across the globe, with the US warning of possible sanctions. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says countries have become aware of Beijing's wider strategy.
Look, I think China is trying to take advantage of this pandemic. We've seen it all over the world where they try and exchange PPE or other items for political gains in other countries, geopolitical gains.
That brought a stern response from China's Foreign Minister, Wang Yi, warning some political forces in the US are hijacking the China-US relations and pushing our two countries towards a new Cold War. For Australia, the heightening tensions between its biggest trading partner and its most important ally is of huge interest, and it's found itself in the middle of this. First, with China's crippling tariffs on Australian barley, which could bring benefits for American producers, but one Australian state's involvement in Beijing's vision for a modern Silk Road has become another potential sore point. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's aired concerns on Sky News about what Victoria's ties with China through the Belt and Road Initiative could mean for intelligence sharing with Five Eyes partners.
We will simply disconnect. We will simply separate. We're going to preserve trusted networks for important information. We hope our friends and partners and allies across the world, especially our Five Eyes partners like Australia, will do the same.
It led to a quick clarification from the US ambassador to Canberra, Arthur Culverhouse Jr., saying Mr. Pompeo was quizzed about a very remote hypothetical and that the US has absolute confidence in Australia's handling of the issue. But it hasn't stopped some head-scratching among diplomacy experts, including the Lowy Institute's Alex Oliver. She argues Australia's been ahead of the pack when it comes to protecting security networks, citing its decision to lock Chinese government-owned company Huawei out of building the 5G network.
And that's all part of the background to China's sort of latest efforts to put us in the deep freeze, because there's been a long list of Australia's actions in asserting itself in relation to China and protecting our national security, and in fact those of our Five Eyes partners as well, by taking those sort of robust steps to protect ourselves.
Caitlin Byrne, the director of Griffith University's Asia Institute, points out Victoria's agreement with China through the Belt and Road program is not legally binding. And she thinks division on the issue within Australia's political system is unhelpful.
Australia needs to be playing a long game. China certainly is. But I think taking a deep breath, standing back and really looking at Australia's longer term interests in our region is going to be particularly important. It can be problematic for Australia because we have, you know, a federal system that doesn't always work in that nice, consistent, coherent way with much shorter electoral timeframes. So that domestic political environment is really critical here.
Caitlin Byrne is director of the Griffith Asia Institute. Gavin Coote with that report.